Yo, it's Nick Ruiz, twice self-made real estate entrepreneur. I came up once from scratch in my late teens, built over $1 million net worth. The 2008 crash forced me into bankruptcy. Then I bounced back quickly, again, after bankruptcy. This is Success from Scratch. We talk entrepreneurship here, money, financial literacy, business building, psychological and chess player warfare, real estate entrepreneurship, economic evolution, the laws of it, survival of the fittest, sales and persuasion, anything success. I don't care where you are. Pay attention, listen up. This is Success from Scratch for you.
Welcome back, everyone.
We're here. Okay, we're here. We're live on multiple platforms, but most of all, we're back on the podcast. It's been, I think it's been like 4 or 5 months, dude.
Good Lord.
Maybe six.
Way
honestly,
too long.
I think it's 2017 was our last episode. That's going to change. Success from Scratch. We love you guys. Okay. We love you, audience. And it's actually a sin that I haven't been on the show for this long. Am I sounding good?
You sound crispy.
Okay. So I have Facebook Live open. I have Instagram Live. So facebook.com/alphahomeflipping. I got Instagram Live at Alpha Home Flipping. Because those of you listening here on the podcast are going to be like, how do I get on? Because we're going to do some Q&A and fun stuff and interactivity. And then youtube.com/Nick Ruiz Entrepreneur. So all three platforms, I'm live right now. We may not go live on all of them every time, but we're testing some things, trying some new things out. And I want to get on as many platforms as possible. Obviously, your comments and engagement are important on YouTube Live, Instagram Live, and Facebook Live. Talk to me. Talk to me, baby. Give me some stuff. Give me some stuff to jing and jang about, okay? That's what we do. We jing and we jang.
Yeah. That coffee's
we,
kicking in.
And we make money. We talk money.
What kind of coffee are you drinking?
Just some straight coffee. but we jive, we jump, we jive, we make money, we show people how to make money. We have real students, obviously. If you're new to me, I'm Nick, Alpha Home Flipping, twice self-made entrepreneur, best-selling author, traditionally published author. Go check me out at the Barnes & Noble store. I want to talk to you any way I can. We do live shows, among many other things. So we have a lot of successful students from all over the world. I get testimonials now from Australia, from the UK we just talked about today. I have young guys, young girls, old women, old men, like literally age gaps. People of all.
We don't discriminate.
Seriously, though, like people are like, Nick, I'm young. Can I do this? Nick, I'm old. Can I make money in real estate? I'm a woman. Can I do this? Like all these other things. Hey, Nick, I'm in the UK. Can I still do this? And the answer is a resounding, thankfully, a resounding yes across the board. And that's genuine. That's for real. We have video testimonials. Please go back on all our other stuff. We love showing off. I love showing you. By the way, there are plenty more of you who are learning and doing deals. Reach out to me, nick@alphahomeflipping.com. Reach out. Show me a picture of you holding that fat check of your first deal. I want to talk to you. Man, it's been a minute. It really has. I love doing these podcasts, and I told Vidal, I'm like, I do all these other videos. Like, I have the In the Life show on YouTube, and it's like, talking's the easiest thing I know how to do, and I'm not on. All I got to do is press play on a damn recorder, and I can have a podcast going. It's stupid not to have it. So, a lot of things have been going on. I have a lot of other content. And content, you know, I'm.
I just
came back from Texas.
You got that twang for a second. And this is kind of good for us just to step back, zoom out.
By the way, Vidal in the house, okay? For those of you know, a lot of you know Vidal. He's my right-hand man, but he's here.
It's nice to do the podcast again. Just sit back, zoom out, like see what we've been doing together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Forecast what's coming up.
What's nice is there's plenty. I mean, we can go over all the stuff we've been going. By the way, on all platforms, share this, okay? That's your price of entry. Just share this.
Yes,
if you're on Facebook, hit share. Instagram, hit share. YouTube, hit share. I don't know how all this technology works, but there should be a share button somewhere, somehow.
Don't be scared. Just share.
But thanks for listening, by the way, and thanks for putting up with this six-month gap of episodes on the podcast. I promise you that six-month episode gap won't happen again.
Keep it moving.
I'm going to promise. I'm going to try to put out as much as possible. And by the way, all my content is always gauged on my engagement with you. You comment, you engage, and you share. Those are the items and data that I need to produce more of that content, this, that, and the other. You guys are telling me what I'm supposed to give you. Everyone needs to know that. You guys are telling me. So we got a bunch of people on IG. We got Palingo doing deals. Love it. People are jumping in, waving. Bop. Keep, you know, hang in there. We got Omar on Facebook. So we're going to take some questions in a minute. But I just want to kind of almost, since it's been so long, I want to update. You know what I mean? I want to update the podcast. So number one, make sure you're staying on point with the In The Life. We're on episode 79 on YouTube. YouTube.com/Nick Ruiz Entrepreneur. Every week, guys, I am out there doing deals, talking to sellers, making moves, being a real entrepreneur, not a faker. There's a lot of fakers out there who are just promoting stuff online. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not what this is. And I prove it to you. I have a show every Monday called In The Life that's released.
Well, weekly. Let's just say weekly.
Weekly it's released, yeah. Sometimes Vidal slacks and releases them on Tuesday, so he had to jump in and correct me.
It's been Tuesday most of the weeks, guys. Let's just keep it.
Either way, there's 79 episodes. Watch them in sequence. I think it makes the most sense when you start on episode one. If you know, you can jump right into current episodes, but I think the show makes the most sense when you listen to when you watch episode one all the way through, because you see the progression of deals, the evolution of deals.
You evolve with us.
Correct. You'll see the evolution of just how the videos are made, and it's fun. You'll like it. I mean, I really do believe start at episode one and go forward. People all over the world are loving the show, and I love the comments and the engagement. I didn't know it was going to be like this as far as the response of the show. So it's cool.
And same with Success From Scratch, the book. Been getting a lot of responses. People posting on IG, underlining stuff
and
the book.
And what Vidal's talking about, for those who can see me visually, is this book right here. Okay, this book is changing people's lives. It's picking up momentum because people all over the world are starting to catch on. Success From Scratch, it's the name of the book. And
as of today, would you say it was on like Amazon at number something?
It was a good rating. You know, people are picking it up. Okay, so the point is, I want you guys to read it. Best book, buy it now. D. Mully says, I mean, honestly, like it shapes. See, I wrote this book after I bounced back from a bankruptcy, from a Chapter 7. Mm-hmm. So just the depth of pain infused with the depth of extraction. I mean, I was telling you earlier, I wanted to extract everything to get to success from nothing.
No, when you say extract.
What I mean is I dove deep because, I came up from scratch once, went bankrupt, and then I bounced back after that, after the bankruptcy. How did I do that? Like, I took my moves for granted. You know what I mean? Like, I just was the entrepreneur I knew how to be and made moves. But I was like, no, wait a minute. I did this twice now. Once was with complete zero resources financially after bankruptcy. I need to look back, dissect all my moves and extract them, and I put them in the book. It's just a whole different world once you read the book. Okay?
There's just so many different chapters, and that's the thing is, you know, coming up, you're going to be talking more about the book, you know, as we progress here with this year.
Yeah.
And as I look through the chapters, dude, you could go on for like days with the content from the book.
Oh my God.
No joke.
Seriously, I feel like each chapter is worthy of a book, and I really do mean that.
For real.
I want you guys to read this book. It's cheap. You know, I'm not sitting here trying to sell you some big expensive thing. Go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. What is it, $10, $11 for the physical copy? By the way, I'm a fan of physical copies, not Kindle. Get the physical. Get the physical copy. It's $15.99 at, looks like it would be at Barnes & Noble, and I think on Amazon it's like $10.97 or something. So, because what it is it's not that recycled content that you hear about, like the fluffy, like write down your goals and, you know, think positive and, you know, I think I can. And, you know, like it's way deeper than that. So I don't want to harp on that forever, but it just, you guys, I really want to nail home that success and opportunity is always around you. You just haven't recognized it because it's spoken in a different language. And the book will teach you the language. So you'll feel like a kid in a candy store. Okay. excuse me, that's that. I will most likely have an event in September, an event in Milwaukee, a live event with me. It's been in popular request, and I'm honoring that now, and it's going to be called the Success From Scratch Summit, and it's going to be like mid-September. And I think we're going to release some early bird pricing right now, $297, okay?
That is inexpensive.
I got to interrupt in Instagram Live. I got a call from a seller. Should we put this on the show? Just draw
off
the cuff.
Put it on there, bro.
A guy who I'm trying to buy his mom's house. Here we go. Instagram's the only one that's going to miss it. Hello?
Hello, Nick?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Sorry to get back with you.
No, that's fine. So what's the good word?
Well, I briefly talked with my mom, and she kind of would like to get a little more money. Of course, everybody would.
Yes, and I'd love to give it to her. The problem is her basement.
Yeah.
I'm actually cautiously approaching the price I gave you because of that basement. And I think you know what I'm saying. I mean, you're in the business, so you know this isn't BS. Like, I don't even love the price I offer to you, okay? Because of what I know I have to do there, but I'll honor it and pay it. But I based on the data in the neighborhood, she can't get more money. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? I'm trying to come up as high as I can. What's her bottom line, I guess, then?
$25,000-$28,000.
Okay. I mean, I kind of offered $24,000 plus the $1,000 for her closing costs, with which...
I thought we were at $23,000.
Okay. Well, maybe I was at $23,000 plus the one. I'll go, $24,000 plus the one to $25,000. So $24,000 plus $1,000 for closing costs, which again is essentially like me offering $25,000 because sellers pay closing costs. I don't think we're that far off, man. I mean, I'd like to put together a deal.
What do you think you're going to do with it?
What do I think what? Sorry, say that again.
What do you think you're going to do with the house?
I'm going to improve. I don't know how far I'm going to go with the improvements. It all depends. And then I'll probably do some kind of rent to own for a family or something and figure out something
sure.
That way.
Sure.
I cannot fix it up and sell it for a profit. It's not in the kind of neighborhood where that's even possible.
No, I wasn't even questioning that. The concern is getting her a place right away.
Okay. Well, how long do you need? Because remember I told you my timeline, I can flex my timeline to make sure she's good. Like, don't worry about that. You know what I mean? If we make a deal, I will make...
That is a big concern. That's kind of why I've been dragging my feet. And I just... You hit the nail on the head. I'm so busy right now, you can't even imagine.
Okay, so here's the good news. I will work with you. Here's what we need to do. We need to sign the offer so it's done. I will work on your timeline for closing. What do you think the maximum timeline your mom would need to get out? Just tell me the worst case.
I'd say a month and a half.
We will write an offer for 45 days to close. If, God forbid, on the 40th day, you're like, Nick, I need two more weeks, I'm not going to kick your mom out, okay? And vice versa.
Sure.
If you call me and say she's out, we'll close sooner. How about that?
Okay.
That's a win for everybody. So I just alleviated your problem.
That sounds really fair. I really like that.
Yep. I'm a fair guy. I'm offering a fair price.
Not what I heard.
Dave, take it easy now.
I know some people, Nick. I'm teasing you, buddy.
No, but honest to God, I know my price is fair. I believe, aggressively fair. And what I mean by that is...
Absolutely. I trust you. You're in the business.
Yeah. So what I'd like to do, I'd like to offer $24,000 plus I'll pay $1,000 closing costs. I'll pay her closing costs. And then I will close in 45 days. I will waive all contingencies. I'll waive all my rights. I'll waive my basement inspection. I'll waive my rate on it. You know what I mean? As clean as it gets, slam dunk all day long.
Okay.
I don't even have to enter the property again. I'll wait till she's out. I don't have to bug her. It's easy. Okay? So we need, what I mean?
Give me the weekend. I got a tight schedule tonight, and I'm starting to move tomorrow. I'm on my way home with a big truck right now. I got my plate full.
Okay.
Give me the weekend. Call me on Monday. I guarantee I'll get back with you.
All right. I mean, just verbally man to man. I mean, do we have a deal here or?
I can't say that for her right now.
Okay. All right.
I wish I could.
All right. So we'll talk Monday. That sounds good, Dave.
Let me talk to her in your favor.
Okay,
you know,
I appreciate that. And then let's talk Monday, and if we can put a green light on this, me, you, and your mom can sit down at the house or at Starbucks. I don't care. It's 15 minutes. We just quickly do an offer to purchase. It's simple. So whatever you want to do there is fine.
Okay, I like it. Sounds good.
All right, Dave, we'll be in touch Monday. What's a good time to reach you on Monday so I don't bug you at work or something?
that's okay. I'm on the road Monday. I got to go down to 108th and pick up. So give me a call, you know, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, something like that.
Okay. You know what? Actually, I just realized I will be out of town until Wednesday. So I'll call you Monday regardless, but we might not be able to meet till like Thursday. Is that okay?
Yeah, nope. That's fine. All that's right. Completely fine.
I'll call you Monday regardless so we can at least verbally kind of lock this up.
Okay, Nick.
Have a good weekend, Dave. Anything question-wise, you hit me right back if you have a question, okay? If your mom does or whatever.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. You too. Have a nice weekend.
Okay, see ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So podcast listeners, that was a good improv situation. Pause due to poor connection. Okay, Instagram, damn it. They hung me up.
They can listen to the podcast episode.
Yeah, they can.
It's all good.
And they hung me up on Instagram, which sucks, but...
it's all good.
That's real. I mean, again... You talk in the life content, here's like on the spot content. But you know what? What am I going to do? Am I going to call the guy back? No, it's a learning opportunity. So for those of you listening on the podcast, that was a seller who I've been trying to reach for about a week now. I looked at his mother's house. She wants to sell the house as is. It has some basement issues and things like that. It's in a pretty rough area, so the price is low. Plus, it has significant foundation damage, which is fine. I'm going to use it as a rental. I'm going to buy this house. I'm going to fix it up. Not the main, you know, total rehab, but I'm going to clean it up, make it nice, and I'm going to rent it out to tenants, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably going to get $950 a month, maybe $1,000 a month in rent, okay? So that's beautiful news. I've had to nurture this. The fortune's in the follow-up. I've been calling the guy nonstop. Multiple messages with no responses. Finally gets back. So now what I do is I go in and make sure I notate, call Dave Monday at 10 a.m., you know?
In the life for real.
This is straight up in the life. So call Dave about his mom's house. Bop, bop, bop.
There you go. Just punching it in on your iPhone.
Simple, guys. Keep it simple. We don't have to complicate this and have some sophisticated algorithmic software program that does deal. No. Right. People are like, oh, but then I got to hire. No. Just relax. Relax. One deal at a time. How do you eat an elephant? You take the first bite.
One bite at a time.
That's it. So I think we're in good shape there. I know we're in good shape. We're in crispy shape.
Oh man, you guys got a treat right there. Listeners, everyone that's watching live, etc.
Yeah, I'd say we definitely got a treat. Should I go back live on Instagram?
Yeah.
I'll just hit live again and I'll tell Instagram the bad news. Sorry, you guys missed out on killer content.
That's why they got to subscribe.
So anyways, that was fun. Facebook, let me know, you know, you're amazing, man. Watch you since you first started. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Armando's in the house. Love it. Josh, Omar, thanks for saying hi. Chat replay, got it. So this is a chat box. Before the podcast, I was reading your free bundle about getting into real estate. Can you briefly go over wholesaling and some practical tips on tackling it? I don't want to go into like a step by step right now, but basically wholesaling is putting a house under contract for a certain price and then finding someone to pay more than that, and you collect the difference. That's what wholesaling is. So for those of you new to real estate, you know, whatever, I operate on the single family triad, right? You wholesale homes, you can buy, fix, and sell homes, and then you can buy and keep homes as a rental. Three different income streams with single family homes. They all have their purpose. They all have their advantages and, you know, different, you know, things with them. But wholesaling, all real estate and single families you can do without any cash or any credit. By the way, Instagram, the reason it ended is because I answered a call and it was a beautiful call that you're unfortunately going to have to listen to on the podcast Success from Scratch. So make sure you go to it because it was a call with and subscribe Success from Scratch podcast. But for those of you on Instagram, what happened was I got a call from a live motivated seller I've been trying to get a hold of. So the beauty of the podcast, see, all of it has its, you gotta subscribe to the podcast. You can't just say, I'll catch them on Instagram because you just, dude, that was ultra bonus content, yes. Was it not? That was a real dude that I'm trying to buy his mom's house. And we just went back and forth, a little negotiation, a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah. Let them know. Go to iTunes, Stitcher. They can't hear me, but they can probably hear you.
Oh, yeah. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and, you know, find the, find Success.
For everyone on IG Live.
I don't know. IG Live. There you go. So also podcast people, we're still on the podcast. Armando said, you got me into wholesaling 2 years ago, now working in 4 states. Thanks for the knowledge. You're welcome, brother. You are very welcome. Do your thing. Keep crushing it. I have some students who are making hundreds of thousands of dollars per month in this business based on learning from me not too long ago. Is that push button easy? No, you got to put in work. Okay. These dudes work, you know, but making an extra $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 a month isn't backbreaking. But, you know, don't come to me and say, Nick, I want to start making $250,000 a month, because it takes a lot of work to get to that. Can you do it? Yeah, I have tons of students. I wouldn't say tons, you know, there's not a thousands of them, but I have a good amount of students making six figures per month, every single month.
They're obsessed.
And they're just balling. And they're doing well. And they're working. They're working hard, though. They're showing up. They're putting in work, hours and hours of work. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and I applaud them. They're really hustling, and they're great examples. But, you know, if you don't want to work that hard, you don't have to. Make tens of thousands per month without breaking your back. You know what I mean?
Right.
Kirby McWithy from Facebook says he wants to do it. Well, then we got to do it, brother. You got to get in, okay? Get in. So back to the live event I wanted to talk to you guys about. It's in September. I'm going to give you guys the link on the podcast. I want you to go the early bird pricing, and it's $297,
sweet
guys.
Sweet deal.
To come to Milwaukee.
Man, and that price will go
and
up.
They're giving you a deal on the hotel there too, right? For a certain amount of people until it fills up.
At the Aloft,
Aloft Hotel, downtown Milwaukee. Nice joint. So the event is going to go over a lot. The first, it's going to be kind of split up into thirds, okay?
Yeah.
So it's going to be, you know, the first third will be like the success from scratch, you know, content, the entrepreneurial psychology to prime you for success and opportunity. Then we're going to go into real estate, you know, the single family triad, how I do what I do with my deals, this wholesaling, rehabbing, selling, all those. It's going to be so much fun. You're going to be hanging out with me. There's actually an opportunity for you to go to dinner with me and pick my brain further in a smaller group environment. It's going to be dope.
Drinks.
Like, don't do this. Like, you know what I mean? If you want to be successful. Price, and the price is $297. I think that expires in like 2 weeks. You don't want to miss it, because then it's going to go up to $497, and we may go higher than that depending on, because we have a finite amount of seats. Mm-hmm. This isn't fake scarcity. Like, there's physical seats that when they're filled, it's done. We can't fit, you know, there's a capacity to the room. So if you're serious about being successful, if you're already successful and want to take it to the next level, because there's nothing like a live event. There's nothing like being in a live event with me personally. It's just a whole different game. You're going to go home as a beast, just crushing it, period. And it's been proven. I have, you know, people who are doing it, because when you're with me and we just the interaction's super, super killer.
Yep. It's fun, man, just being in that environment with new faces. You know, the last event was nice.
Yeah. So the link is go.alphahomeflipping.com/MKE, like short for Milwaukee, MKE-2018. go.alphahomeflipping.com/MKE-2018. So I think there's 16 days left for the early bird pricing at $297. Don't miss it, because it will go up. It's going to go up.
All right, click that link, register now, click that button.
Yeah.
And
start locking up seats. This is actually super early bird, like, and it's called the Success from Scratch Summit. So this is for straight up entrepreneurs who are ready to kill it, or want to be entrepreneurs who are still working and they want to branch into entrepreneurship.
Yeah, just click that button. Let us know the link's working too.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll have an opportunity. Like I said, you'll see how it goes. It's gonna be like nothing you've ever experienced. Listen, when I'm on stage, I'm not one of these. Let's stand in the middle of the room with the mic, suit and tie, and just like, I'm fucking wacky, dude. Like, I'm saying, you're gonna get
with content,
real deal,
wacky
Nick,
with content,
and I'm gonna be bouncing around the room doing all kinds of stuff. Like, you're gonna this isn't like any event you've been to. And $297 is a giveaway. Just get up here and get your stay taken care of. It's $297 to walk in the door. And, okay.
The value you're going to get is just, it's going to blow the doors off.
I'm telling you, like, it's going to be so fun, like, interactive. And just the way I deliver content live is probably nothing you've seen before or been involved with before. You've been to, like, speeches where they stand in the room, suit and tie, and prim and proper. That's not the way this is going to go down. I'm going to bounce around the room like a fucking maniac, making sure everyone is touched and engaged. Right or wrong, though, dude.
Touched and engaged.
Seriously. I'm serious. It's going to be a blast. So what are some of the topics I'm going to be covering? Well, what are it's a good question, and everybody listening everywhere can.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to talk about how success is taught out of us. We're going to talk about your unique evolutionary process. We're going to talk about what lenses you're wearing currently. We're going to talk about, let's see here, the default cycle, economic evolution, okay?
Well, just overall.
The key success muscles, which most of you don't know exist yet. We go macro on your scene, among many other things, rough draft moves, accepting uncertainty, the fact that you're a business, you are a business, how to do just basic accounting for your personal finances. I mean, do you guys realize that, like, you can become wealthy just with the income you have? A lot of people think wealth involves creating more income. No, wealth involves doing the right things with your income. That's wealth, not make more money, okay? So anyways, lock up your seats. They're going to go one by one, and they are physical chairs in a room, in reality. And when they're gone, they're gone. Go lock up your chairs, okay?
Right.
And we'll, you know what I mean? We'll be in touch. So where is this going to be? Karanda says this is going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in mid-September. You'll see the dates on the page. go.alphahomeflipping.com/MKE-2018. So what else can we give these podcast listeners, Vidal? What else should we get there?
Hey, just been enjoying some of the people out there on social saying, dude, I love the podcast.
People have been begging for it, so I wanted to come back, just drop some knowledge on you, get jiggy, you know, let you guys know that it's going to be beefed up. I'm going to talk about whatever, you know what I mean? So let us know what you like, don't like about the podcast. Let us know what you want to hear more of. You know, anybody can do this. Anybody can create success from scratch. Doesn't matter where you're from, who you are, whatever. You have to want it, but you have to execute. Like I teach a lot of my students, the market's the boss. The market's the boss. So whatever efforts you're doing and you're saying, hey, Nick, I've tried this, I've tried that. Like, okay, perfect example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy who just started 2 weeks ago. He said, I put up a few bandit signs for, you know, we buy houses to get people, you know, for sellers to call them. And I've only gotten 2 calls. I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to do this business. I said, wait. So in 2 weeks, you're telling me you think that you just might not be able to be an entrepreneur and be in business? See, that's a psychology problem. Why do you think I'm telling you to read this book, Success from Scratch? Why do you think that the first third of the content at this live event is going to be based on that? Because the next part isn't going to matter. Like, I'll give you the golden tools on how to do this business, how to make money, how to flip homes from nothing, how to wholesale, how to rehab, how to hold rental properties, how I do what I do, and the whole bit. But if I'm not plugging it into a powered source, it's dead. I give the example, I'll give you the best TV in the world. The problem is if you're plugging it into something that doesn't have power, the damn thing's not going to work. So the greatness of the TV doesn't matter. The greatness of my material that truly does produce wealth and financial freedom for people all over the world in a proven way doesn't matter if I'm plugging it into a dead source. So the Success from Scratch book content, I expand on it it'll be in the live event expanded on, but that's what creates the proper source to plug into, okay? All right? Otherwise, it doesn't matter what I tell you. I can teach you anything. You're still not going to do anything with it. All right? So, yeah. How long have we been going on? Someone cut my lawn out there?
Mm-hmm.
Is that my guy? Can you check quick?
Yep.
All right. If he is, just shut the window. Is that my guy, though? It's about time. It's been raining here forever, and he's been making excuses why he can't cut the lawn until blah, blah, blah. So anyways.
Yeah, I think we gave him some good stuff today.
Yes. And it's only going to continue. I'm going to drop bombs. His podcast, I'm going to be telling you all kinds of new stories. Is there any, I mean, I just, there's so much content that I just can't even think of it all right now. You know, of course, you turn the microphone on and you're like, what's what? Who's who?
Yeah, we got more opportunities, right? Coming up.
Or are those going in seconds?
Not sure.
Huh. I was going to say, okay. Anyways, so glad everybody's crispy, everybody's jiggy. Again, whether you're watching the replay or you're watching it live, either way, share this. Shares. It's the fuel. Go to iTunes, subscribe, because not everyone's going to be televised, you know, on these live video platforms, okay? A lot of these are going to be just straight podcast.
Right. Yeah.
Where we teach, you know? If you have any topics that you're interested in hearing about, hit us up. You can hit Vidal, vidal@alphahomeflipping.com for topic ideas. Vidal@alphahomeflipping.com, V-I-D-A-L, for those of you who don't know how to spell that. Will I be answering questions through Instagram? I'll tell you what. Why don't we do a couple quick Q&As here, and then we'll call it a day.
Sounds good.
A couple quick questions and answers. Whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, ask your questions. We'll do a couple questions, and we'll go from there. And then we'll call it a day for today. Would you say that wholesaling is a good first step to go into with real estate with financial and knowledge scratch? I would say it's a very solid starting point. You don't need any cash or credit. Some people do go directly into rehabbing and selling, which is not genius work, just only a few more steps. And you can also do that without cash or credit. So I'd say either one is a logical entry. Okay. That was from Jeremiah Levy on YouTube.
Nice. Thank you.
Now,
Jeremiah.
Thank you. On Instagram, we got, the Mondria. Just started a business, man. Thanks for all the motivating content. You are welcome. Frank says, do buyers usually use their own attorneys for closing on wholesale deals? They can. And what you're talking about is you're probably in an attorney state where attorneys close deals instead of title companies. And yeah, they can. They don't have to. They can just use yours too. Let's see. What do we got here? The market is slow. What's a fresh marketing strategy? Well, here's what I would say too. In general, a lot of people say slow, like almost everybody I talk to in my market thinks it's slow too. I'm not slow. You just have to do more of what's working. And you have to bob, weave, and evolve, change with the times, you know, Facebook ads, Google ads. You know, these things work. These are proven. You just got to do more of them. The market is the boss. The market says when you're doing enough, okay? And if you need to add on more work, okay? So just do more of what's working, along with expanding on, obviously, these newer tech, not newer, but I mean, you know, online marketing is big. It works. SEO, Google AdWords, Facebook ads, you know, Snapchat ads. D. Mully, what exit strategies work best for you when a wholesale or flip doesn't work out? Well, first of all, if you buy them right, they will work out. And the way I teach it, they're going to work out. They're worth this. They're worth something way up here, and you're buying it way down here, that spread is there. You know what I mean? You want to make sure you're buying it right. We don't go into these with, hey, whatever, I'll keep it. No. Buy them right. In real estate, the rule of thumb is that the money's made on the buy. You make money when you buy real estate. You've already made your money. It's in. You got your equity and your play on the upside, and now you buy it and make your moves on the rehabbing or wholesaling, whatever you're doing, and you win. Okay? Andres, you're welcome, buddy. Hey, Andres, yeah, I know big Andres from Canada, my Canadian killer. Good to see you, man. I haven't talked to you in a while. Hope everything's beautiful. Who are my mentors, and what am I reading at the current moment?
You want to show them a stack of books?
My shit's a little different than what most people read. I read some, but you know what? I read Mind Expand.
I remember that book, dude.
The 18th Century Philosophers, The Age of Enlightenment.
Look at that. That's old.
Basic Writings of Locke, Voltaire, Berkeley, Hume, Reed, Condillac, and others. Okay,
that's some college reading type of book right there.
Well, not even. Yeah, he's fucking jerk off.
Philosophy type shit.
Niccolo Machiavelli.
Oh, he's got the
Prince. I read this a long time ago, and I'm reading it again. Okay. These are just some of the books I have in front. The Wit and Wisdom of Mark Twain. I'm a fan. I like Mark Twain.
There you go.
Okay. Emerson's essays. I'm a fan of Emerson. Okay. In fact, my favorite essay, if you ever have time to read it, is called Self-Reliance by Ralph Waldo Emerson. It's a great essay.
Did you get stuck in the classical literature section?
No. This is not like college. This is different. This is what I'm telling you. These are beautiful writings.
I hear you.
And they expand your mind. And a lot of these people from years ago are way smarter than anybody is today. I don't give a shit what anybody says. Steve Jobs, Richard Branson, people think they're geniuses. The real geniuses were hundreds and if not thousands of years ago. And that's a fact, okay? The real geniuses are from a long time ago.
Hashtag,
not today.
Hashtag facts right there.
Not today. This book I just started, it's called The Wealth of Nations.
That little book right there?
This little book, this little Bible. Literally, it's like fatter than a Bible.
It is. The size of one.
It's going to be 1,231 pages.
Oh, my God.
Very intriguing, though, because it talks about, I mean, I've heard of it, about it, but I want to read it. Just kind of how, I mean, you know, the Wealth of Nations. I don't want to tell you.
It looks good, though.
Believe it or not, I've heard about this book, haven't read it, Man's Search for Meaning.
Classic.
Sorry, guys. You asked me what I like to read, so those are a few, okay?
That's on his
Those are a few. I like Robert Greene's writings. So all the books about money and business and all that, I read when I was a teenager. Like, I don't need, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, and all the action I've taken has allowed me to now write books on these topics of money, business, entrepreneurship, etc.
Good point.
Seriously, my action produces all. It's all action. It's all experience. That's why I love doing Q&A. I was telling Vidal, you got to come to this event. I thrive the best in on-the-spot Q&A, on-the-spot, like, stage, like, hit me up, boom, let's do this. My mind works the best because my experience comes through the most.
The energy.
And you can't be a faker when you're on stage and people, you know what I mean?
The energy Nick gives off, dude, is insane. Like, just so you guys know, you're going to be entertained the whole way through.
So The Life, that is the list of some books that I have on the forefront to read. Okay? Okay, Isaiah Munoz. What do you do if a homeowner says he is in litigation with the bank? Litigation, I'm assuming, meaning the bank is suing them on a foreclosure. You know, they're behind in payments. And the bottom line is, if he's still the owner, he can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen is, if he's in litigation with the bank in some kind of foreclosure proceedings, he's going to owe more than his loan balance for legal fees the bank's going to charge, compounded interest he's charging for no payments. So if he owes 100 grand, he might owe 108 or 112 after all these fees. But as long as you can cover that and buy it and still make money, you can do that. Okay. As long as this guy still owns the property and the bank hasn't physically taken it back yet, you can buy it from him. Okay. Good question. Joshuado Santos. I'm currently in the process of, this is Instagram, by the way, getting my real estate license and currently work as a subcontractor, drywall, flooring, baths, kitchens. Cool. How could I make this combination into a solid business? Well, remember, if you're a real estate agent, you're a salesperson, okay, for commissions, which is not the best place to be in real estate. It's a start. I'm not knocking it. It's just you want to be an entrepreneur in real estate doing deals. And that's cool that you have skills in drywall, flooring, baths, and kitchens. That gives you a leg up. I don't want you physically doing the work. If you can get out of that, you know, if you want to be a real business owner, you want to have people making moves, and you're just, you know, the overarching person seeing everything. But if you're a literal answer to your question of how do you combine being a real estate agent while also having this business of construction, I would network with all the agents in your office. Okay, if you're with a big company, and let them know what you all do, because believe me, when houses need to be sold, hey, I got a person that wants to list a house, but they need an update on their kitchen first and all these other things, you can be the go-to guy to fix all the things needed for homes that your fellow agents are listing. So that would be one quick play. I mean, I probably could go deeper. I mean, that's one knee-jerk response to get some quick business, okay? Do I have a real estate license? Nope, never held one in my life. Andres, yes, sir, been a while, busy renovating, still listen and take your awesome advice. Awesome, man. New book is amazing, read it a while back, still the best in the business. I really appreciate that, man. Thanks, Andres. Good to hear from you, man. Really, seriously. Okay. what event I'm interested, the event in Milwaukee, okay? Just pay attention to make sure you're on my email list, on my website, and all these other platforms, because what's going to happen is I'm going to start promoting it more. This is super early bird. Basically, I haven't even promoted it yet. In fact, this is really the first time.
Okay.
Bottom line, this is the first time I'm releasing information about the event and the actual link to it.
Right.
I haven't even like officially launched it or promoted it anywhere. It's right here, right now. There are physical seats that will be taken up, and when they're gone, they're gone. So get there, okay?
July 9th, price goes up.
July 9th is when the price goes up. The actual event will be in September. Yeah, I have my crew. Good, good, good. All right, sweet, appreciate it. Tampa, Florida. Da-da-da. Got it. Okay. I think we're good. We've taken some questions. Victor on Facebook. Hello, how are you? Kirby is good on Facebook. We better get out of here. Let's share everything. Podcast, I'm glad to be back. I hope you're glad to have me back. I'd love to give you more episodes. I think it's going to be a blast. We're just getting started. We got a lot of new plans for you guys with content. You see, I'm beefing it up. If you're not watching the episodes of In the Life, I think you're nuts. It's freaking entertaining. Super, like, the comments are just like, you know, because you're learning from some, you know, it's like, it's not just the, like, bullet point manual of do this first, do this second. It's seeing it live in real time.
Over your shoulder, Nick.
Yeah.
Watching it.
You're a fly on the wall of Nick's business. If you want to be an entrepreneur, like, how could you not watch
it? Doesn't get any better than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So guys, lock up your seat because the early bird pricing will be over. The $297 price per seat will be going up after July 9th. And secondly, there just is only so many seats. So there's urgency on multiple fronts that you need to lock up your spot.
Okay? Clock is ticking.
And on the third front, I haven't even promoted it yet. And I'm sure I'll do some pretty heavy promo in the next week or so. But right now it's just kind of like hearsay, me spitting it out as me and Vidal just finalized a few of the tweaks. Literally, we just kind of finalized the last few items. I don't even know if it's totally finalized yet. Probably a few more tweaks we got to do. But the point is I wanted to at least just speak it out there to a few of you guys. So stay tuned. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes. As you guys kind of see, as I've done stuff on multiple platforms here now that... each platform has its own benefits, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like iTunes, you're going to hear things on there you can't hear on any of the live stuff. But then if you're on the live stuff, you know, you're going to be able to interact and do Q&A and blah, blah, blah. Okay?
Yeah. More questions?
Reveri on Instagram says, I built my house from pocket and don't owe it. I'm assuming what you mean is you've built your house out of pocket and don't owe any money on it. In the process of selling it to hop into building or flipping in the Houston area. What do you recommend to me? Well, if you're going to sell it, take your proceeds and roll it into deals. You know what I mean? I mean, there's too much context. I'd have to know more, but take profits and strategically roll them into more profitable deals, which is the holy grail of growing wealth. Like, that's how it works. You make money, roll it into making more. You know, don't choke out your profits early on. I tell people, take about 20% of your profits to roll into more marketing, more investing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just continually compound that, and you'll grow quickly, okay?
Buy Nick's stuff. How about that?
There you go. Yeah. You take all the money and give it all to me, and I'll teach you everything. No. I'm not here to sell you all that. You know, you guys know I give nothing but value, okay? Obviously, I have ways to teach you through courses and events and programs and coaching, which if you're interested, you know, let us know. We have courses that we offer and in-depth, I mean, life-changing, literally. Like, people's lives have changed from my material, and that's no joke, okay? Jeremiah on YouTube asks, how do you manage closing multiple deals simultaneously? Real simple. Just schedule them out and close them, okay? I'm not sure if you mean, like, wholesale deals, rehabs, but the point is there's an infinite amount of deals you can do.
He's talking about what, going to closing? Like,
I'm not really sure. Yeah. He probably, I don't know if we have time to even expand on it or have him respond back, Jeremiah, but if you're talking about just doing multiple, like, wholesale deal closings, I mean, that's no problem. You just walk in, you close, you get your money. You walk into another closing, get your money, blah, blah, blah. Okay? I'm going to close Facebook. Let's finish that. Okay. Why don't you close YouTube, Vidal? I'll hit end stream and then do what you were going to do on there. I mean, is that something we want to go, you know what I mean?
We'll look at it.
Okay. So posted that there. And then Instagram. I'm going to go The life. Appreciate your content. Always value. Good. I'm glad to hear it. You're welcome, REE. Appreciate it. Glad you guys are on. All I ask is if you do like the content, please always share it. Please always share it with your friends. Share it with like a meaningful share too. Like say, hey, I really love this guy. You should listen to him. You know, like on your feed or whatever. Not just being like, I appreciate that. You know, this stuff is free. This stuff is free. And I love giving it to you. So Instagram, I'm going to sign off. Pay attention soon. Follow me on all the other platforms so you don't miss the different things and whatever. And hit notifications, obviously, when I go live and all that stuff. And make sure to get to iTunes. I'm an iTunes state. Stay tuned. I'm still talking to you. Okay. And then all we have left now is me and iTunes. So, again, podcast, I'm coming for you. I'm coming heavy. I'm going to come whenever. I might even press record on the iPhone and just when I'm randomly on the road, if a thought hits my mind, sorry, it may not be as beautiful sounding, but they don't care, do they,
Vidal? I'll put it together. We'll make something crispy.
Yeah. But when I have things I want to say, I do want to spit them out on the podcast. And because sometimes, like, there's probably 5 different killer things I could give them that happened today that just randomly happened in my life that I wasn't sitting down at this desk with the freaking microphone for. Right. And that pisses me off. You know what I mean? So,
don't get pissed.
So anyways, I think you guys get what I'm saying, but I really, really appreciate your listens. And I genuinely mean that. I love and appreciate you guys listening, to the podcast. I promise I'll give you more and more and more value every single time. And hit me on all my platforms and don't miss this event. I'm dropping it for the first time here on the podcast. The info. Okay. And I will sign off for now. Vidal, anything?
All right, Alphapreneurs. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Success from Scratch show. I need you to do something very important. Rate, review, and subscribe. You have to actually hit the subscribe button. So you'll automatically get these episodes fed to you wherever you're listening it to. Very, very important to me. It is the literal fuel that keeps this show going and improving, etc. And I thank every one of you for doing that. I really do. It takes 30 seconds of your life. It means the world to me. And on top of that, make sure you follow me on my social channels, okay? Because I really engage and respond to almost everyone. I'm like known for it, okay? Snapchat, @RealNickRuez. YouTube, youtube.com/NickRuezEntrepreneur. Facebook.com/AlphaHomeFlipping. And Instagram, @AlphaHomeFlipping. Those are my hubs where I talk business, entrepreneurship, real estate, etc. all the time. And also head over to successfromscratch.net. You can download some free goodies there. And I will see you on the next episode.